Crack Cocaine Cures Cancer, 29th of June, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Atlanta, Georgia. Longitudinal study conducted by the CDC confirms what most of us suspected all along. Crack cocaine cures cancer. Dr. Anko Berg, director of the Department of Oncology at the CDC, says, quote, "It's amazing. You put a solution of crack cocaine into a petri dish full of cells, and only the cancerous cells die. Scientists have been doing this experiment for ages, but it has never been known if crack cocaine cures cancer outside the petri dish. Now we have the proof," unquote. In a study where 1,384 people were followed for 10 years, of which 502 were not crack users, and 882 were frequent crack users. None of the crack users died of cancer, while 14 non-crack users eventually died from one form of cancer or another. The usual cause of death for crack users was, in descending order, drug overdose, being stabbed multiple times, being kicked down three flights of stairs by drug dealers, jumping through windows because they think they're Jesus, and septic shock after one's penis has been chewed off. There was one exceptional case where a crack addict got brain cancer, but was shot in the head by her pimp while in treatment, so her death officially was not due to cancer. While the life expectancy of a crack addict is dramatically shorter than that of a non-addict for other reasons, people are rushing to become crack addicts themselves. An 80-year-old man is yelling euphorically before he bends down to orally service another man for his next hit of crack, quote, "I'm going to beat cancer," unquote. When crack whores were asked on the street what they considered, what they thought about the scientists' discoveries, they were not surprised. One said, quote, "Oh yeah, that's why we became crack whores in the first place, for the explicit reason of avoiding death by cancer," unquote.
Bullshit.
Said another, quote, "Yeah, being raped by a customer before having our throats slashed and left for dead is a much more pleasant death," unquote.
Bullshit.
Despite this exciting new discovery, the DEA is concerned that crack cocaine curing cancer will create a market for the legitimate use of the drugs. This is already happening, as a demand for crack from doctors treating their dying patients has already raised the price of crack to $10,000 per gram. People who use crack as a recreational drug are alarmed at the increasing price of crack, as one, while being interviewed, said, quote, "If the price of crack keeps rising, I may actually have to get a legitimate job to pay for my habit," unquote. As for the DEA, it is still holding to the position that crack is an illegal drug. Doctors and patients using it to treat cancer will still be punished to the full extent of the law if they're caught using the drug. Quote, "We know it cures cancer, but it's an illegal drug," unquote, said a spokesperson from the DEA. He continued to say, quote, "We can't continue to send kids a mixed message by saying that it's extremely bad for them and yet telling them it cures cancer. It's too confusing," unquote. The drug barons of South America who supply the substance are pleased to hear the news and are starting to form their own pharmaceutical company, eager to sell the drug to U.S. doctors. They are also funding research into proving that crack cocaine is a cure for obesity, which doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to prove. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.